broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast in order. We talked about Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Border Patrol agents told me drug cartels are getting rich off of Joe Biden's border crisis. Whoa, is he lying or telling the truth? Because that's some serious allegations right there, ladies and gentlemen. Why we must defend the Hyde and the Helms amendments. It's all about pro-life. Jonathan Applemont, I think is how you say his name, with Population Research Institute doing a great job with an article for pro-life saying, hey, in the past we could have had at least somewhat of a quid pro quo deal between Republicans and Democrats to not use all kinds of tax dollars to fund abortions. And anyway, that's being jettisoned by the Democrats as they promote pro-death everywhere they go. We also talked about the military stops gender-neutral fitness test. Why? Because females fail. And I've kind of mentioned that, you know what, jettison all the science, jettison God's male and female created he, them. Jettison all those different debates if you want to. Just come back and say, hey, how come men can pass it and women can't, even when they already tweaked it for women in the first place? Hello. Hello, stupid people. Because there's a difference between male and females, okay? That's why. It's very simple. You can jettison the science. You can jettison everything else. But when you're forced to stop the program because women can't handle it, it tells you there's a difference. And to lie and deny has been absolutely burned on the altar of deception. Forget it. It's a lie. Trust God. Trust science. And go back to common sense. And actually, states are starting to do that as they come to their senses, for crying out loud. All right. Senator Mitt Romney reportedly recovering from a weekend fall. And you know what? I couldn't agree with Mitt Romney on anything when it comes to politics. You know what? I think the guy's a nutcase. My senator's whacked out. I think it's virtually criminal even how he got elected in the first place. Nevertheless, I digress, except to say, even though we 100% disagree on politics, you know what? Our prayers are with him and his family. If he took a fall, I pray he heals. And I also pray he comes to his senses on politics. How's that? By the way, intentional fake news, ladies and gentlemen. The Washington Post issued a lengthy correction after published audio proved. They say they misquoted former President Donald Trump, but I submit that they lied about what he said regarding his phone call with Francis Watson. I think they knew full well he didn't say those things. The original quotes turned out to be fake news, folks. They literally lied about what he said. And you say, Sam, how do you know? They claim it was just an anonymous source that was misinformed. Yeah, but when do journalists set aside their journalistic integrity to the point where they just go after Donald no matter what? Okay, the WAPO got an anonymous source. They didn't double, triple check it. The CNN and others literally pointed to the Washington Post and called it gospel, even though they didn't do their due diligence either. This is beyond journalistic failure, folks. This is, in my opinion, intentional. Why do you say that, ladies and gentlemen? Because now for the second time, Democrats use this fake news information. Democrats used a fake quote that was incorrectly attributed to former President Donald Trump during the impeachment trial. So they literally got this fake news from WAPO. No journalistic integrity. No double, triple checking sources. Somehow, somebody anonymous, that means you can't even find out who spun the lie. And then you got CNN and everybody else not doing any of their fact checking, just going along with the WAPO. And then they say, oh, it's an anonymous source. Oh, so sorry. 2 months later, they say the call got released. Why didn't the call get released instantly? Oh, because they claim they didn't have it. They lost it. Well, now they found it in somebody's trash folder on a hard drive. So that submits that somebody intentionally moved it to the trash. Somebody knew they had it all along, or they could not have moved it to the trash. And not only that, how many times do you think government has only one copy of a recorded phone call with the President of the United States? Okay, if you think there's only one recording, and golly, Larry lost it, and oh my gosh, it's in his trash. You know what? You're being sold a bill of goods, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. They're recording all my phone calls, and you bet if it was me, they could find the recording, couldn't they? Yes, indeed. Well, you think this is all baloney and speculation? Well, finding the phone call, even though they thought they didn't have it, finding it in somebody's deleted trash folder on their computer months later is very interesting. Having all these top brass journalism sources literally saying we had one anonymous source, we don't know who it was, so sorry, and everybody trusted everybody, that never happens either. I mean, when it comes to stories about me, they don't even get the stories right, much less check with the source, right? So what a problem. But you go back to Operation Mockingbird, shall we please? Operation Mockingbird, ladies and gentlemen, back in the day, the Cold War kind of days, it was a large-scale CIA, an attempt to manipulate the news media for propaganda purposes, okay? So those of you who speculate about Operation Mockingbird, this adds fuel to that fire. I'm telling you, it's turned into a bonfire with scouter. I mean, with Boy Scout lighter fluid. I'm telling you right now, this is insanity. But nobody's calling him on the carpet about it but me. Everybody's like, oh, golly, glad they found it. I guess Donald didn't say that. Oh, so sorry. See, people should be going to prison for this. And let me tell you why. Because not only was it fake news peddled among multiple top brass news organizations without any fact-checking of any kind, it was the deep fake news, folks, right? But then you look at Operation Mockingbird now. Not only do these fake stories hit the wires and manipulate the nation, right? But they literally wound up in the impeachment trial of a sitting president of the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, these fake news stories. One was that, hey, Donald said all these things, trying to force people to find election fraud. It wasn't true at all. That was a lie. Secondly, then they lied and said, oh man, this cop got murdered. You know what? A bunch of whacked out insurrectionist Trump supporters took a fire extinguisher and beat a cop to death. That made it into the impeachment trial as well. And that turned out to be false, bogus, fake news too. And then these guys have the audacity to run around and say, Sam Bushman doesn't have journalistic credentials. Sam Bushman isn't. We better not have him report on the news, by golly. He might not get it right. He might deceive the people. Okay, these people are on crack, folks. They've got to be stopped. They're so drunk with power. It's so evident. Now, we need to unwind the impeachment and say you've literally moved forward as the House of Representatives, as the Democratic-controlled party. By the way, the Democratic Party is not even part of government, right? You know that. The parties aren't part of government. You're aware of that, right? Well, anyway, so they went forward and impeached this guy on these fake news lies for the mainstream press in bed with the CIA, in bed with Operation Mockingbird. Mockingbird, sorry. Let's have somebody investigate for real for a change. By the way, 1 in 4 House members have opted not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. So far, they've had access to the vaccine since December. They got the vaccines first, and a quarter of the House won't even take them. You want to know why? Because they know what we know. The vaccines are bogus, and you might die greater chance from the vaccine than the virus itself, folks. Prison guards across the United States won't take the vaccines either. And now they say, oh, that's really scary. Scary when the prison guards don't take it, but not scary when Congress won't take it? Okay. CDC looks at 3-foot rule. Research finds no difference in infection rates in schools that don't maintain 6 feet distancing, folks. Now whacked out Dr. Anthony Fauci announced on CNN that the CDC is analyzing data in order to ascertain the possibility of reducing the 6-foot rule to the 3-foot rule. So let me get this straight, ladies and gentlemen. Whacked out whacked out Anthony Fauci literally for a year locked us down saying you got to have the 6-foot rule. We all know it wasn't science, but you got to pay attention to the 6-foot rule. And anybody who challenges that is challenging Fauci. What do you know? You're not a doctor. Challenging the, quote, science, which doesn't exist. And you're a nut. You're a whacked out conspiracy. Now we're finding out that there's no evidence for the 6-foot rule. just as there's no science behind the six-foot rule. And a year later, after locking us down to 6 feet by government mandates, edicts, in the wrong branches of government, violating checks and balances, now you have this Thug Fauci going, well, golly, there's some research out there that says it might not be 6 feet. We better look into 3 feet now. Okay, when has this guy not waffled? But again, you got fake news in bed with government, Operation Mockingbird, peddling propaganda through Fauci and the mainstream press, only a year later to come back and revisit the very data that I told you was bogus from the start and Fauci told you was real from the start. Who has credibility now, my fellow Americans? Certainly not CNN and the WAPO. Certainly not Congress. Certainly not impeachment trials of President Donald Trump. Operation Mockingbird now becomes more and more and more evident as we continue. That's a recap of yesterday's news. And with that, we'll bring on our good buddy James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, his incredible award-winning radio program every Saturday night. Check it out. Welcome to the broadcast, brother.
Sam, everything you covered in your recap, I have something to say about. Can we just go back through that checklist one by one? Because I swear, as I heard you checking them off, I said, oh, man, I'd love to say this about that.
You write down a list. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're just going to let you rock and roll, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm telling you right now, we need to take off the gloves. You know why? Because they're shutting us all down. The ultimate in fake news, that we're somehow a domestic threat. That somehow we're not credible? They lie. But they're getting caught in their lies, aren't they?
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hello, TPC family. It's James, and I've got to tell you that I sleep better at night knowing that there are organizations like the Conservative Citizens Foundation. The purpose of the Conservative Citizens Foundation is to promote the principles of limited government, individual liberty, equality before the law, property rights, law and order, judicial restraint, and states' rights, while at the same time exploring the dangers posed by liberalism to our national interests and cultural institutions. The Conservative Citizens Foundation also seeks to educate the public on the dangers of extremist ideologies like critical race theory and cultural Marxism. I've worked with the good people at the Conservative Citizens Foundation for many years, and their work comes with my complete endorsement. For more information and to keep up with all the latest conservative news headlines, please check out their website, AmericaFirst.com. That's MERICA1ST.com, AmericaFirst.com.
All right, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, fellow talk show host, riding shotgun on the show today. And I submit to you, based on my recap, James Edwards, that you know what? They need to unwind the impeachment of Donald Trump. Literally, the House of Representatives used and got in bed with the fake news, and they used two big, massive lies as part of their impeachment. The Senate saw the truth and jettisoned the operation Take Down Donald. But you know what? The House literally floated facts in their prosecution that were flat-out dishonest fake news, deep fake news lies. They said that a man got beat to death with a fire extinguisher by Trump supporters, Donald being the chief insurrectionist. We don't even have evidence of that yet. In fact, they're claiming it was a different reason that he died. Okay, so that was a flat-out lie that got debunked already. The second lie that got debunked is this idea that President Trump literally tried to twist arms and force people to double down and find him vote fraud and stuff like that. Donald didn't say anything they said he said. They either had the call and knew it was a lie, or they didn't have the call and didn't have the evidence. So they love to say, quote, without evidence, right? So without evidence, they literally impeached a man. But then now we find the truth is much different. I think they need to unwind the impeachment. And I think those who peddled those lies need to be accountable for their fake news actions.
Well, Sam, let me say this very quickly, and there's so much to say. And by the way, you have the most comprehensive and detailed notes in the business. I had forgotten until the commercial break that you document everything just as orderly on your website.
That's because when the thugs say that I peddle fake news, and when they say that I'm not credible, I can eat them alive and give them my sources and everything else. They can go straight to toothpicks, my friend.
And you do. And speaking of this extensive Washington Post, I don't remember. We never know what they call it, because you're the only man that I've ever seen that's actually beaten a retraction or a correction. And they're very particular whether you call it a retraction or a correction based upon our experience with them.
Retraction means you admit fault and you were wrong and that you have to kind of recant. A correction means we just got new information, sir.
Okay.
So they lie and play games, and that's why they do it.
Well, in any event,
how do I know? Because I've been in hours of phone calls. By the way, I put James on the phone and let him listen to a few of them. I spent hours beating these thugs up over this kind of stuff. I literally drill in and say, why do you call it a retraction? Why do you call it a correction? Why do you do? And they finally had to admit this stuff over time with me. And that's why I know the difference.
Folks, we could go an hour on remembering that particular phone call. This was back when this network was making so much news as a result of Sam's interviews with so many different high-level Trump officials during the campaign in 2016. But I listened to Sam just run circles around. It was either a Washington Post or a New York Times reporter. I mean, it was one of the big guys, or so-called big guys in their minds. And I've never seen anybody wrap a journalist up in knots like Sam did. But in any event, I mean, the fake news, obviously, the credibility, they live in this glass bubble. The credibility that they have in the real world is non-existent. It's almost as if they just do this to impress one another, just the people in their industry, because so few actual Americans take them seriously. But now you just see they've gotten so sloppy and so bad and so agenda-driven rather than facts driving them, that you just see what you see here is just such a glaring example of how dishonest they are. And not a lot of people are covering this, Sam. I received a call from a supporter of my program just yesterday, and he was saying, are you going to cover this situation with the Washington Post and what's happening? And basically everything you were just mentioning, he said, you've got to cover this. Nobody else is talking about it. And that is incredible, because this is a big story, and not even really a lot of alternative media outlets are picking up on it to the extent that I think that they should.
Yeah, and I don't know how to respond to this, James, except for here's my problem with it. It's one thing to say, oh my gosh, we made a mistake on a story. It's another thing to have two literal news facts peddled by not one, not two, not three, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, I don't know how many news outlets that are supposedly top brass, top tier journalism. And they literally lie about these facts. They get caught. They have a way out. Oh, golly, it was an anonymous source. We're so sorry. We didn't mean any harm. But then these facts are being used in literal trials. Okay, this is the height of criminal activity, whether the CIA and Operation Mockingbird is involved. I don't know for a fact, because I can't subpoena documentation, but I'm telling you, this needs real investigation. The problem is, where do you go? The courts? Good luck with that. Remember, this is all about the fraud allegations of Donald Trump. Well, if he says there's fraud, they claim there's no fraud. He says, yes, there is. They say no. Then they lie in not only the news, but in government, because it was in the impeachment trial now. They lie and say that Donald said things he didn't say, and now the truth comes out. You literally have congressional prosecutors lying because they didn't do their due diligence either. You could say, well, wait, maybe the press missed it. Yeah, but isn't the FBI and the CIA and Congress, the prosecuting staff of the government of the United States, aren't they responsible to do their own due diligence?
See, this is it, Sam. The whole regime is criminally corrupt. And obviously, it's very easy to point to the media's corruption, particularly if you've been through it like we have. And not a lot of Americans have been through it like we have, where they've been the focus, the focal point of stories. But they certainly know that the media is dishonest and biased. I mean, and that's being polite about it. But it's not just the media. It's the scientific community, like you were talking about with Fauci, the so-called scientific community. This thing about 6 feet to 3 feet, I saw that a few days ago. They're just seeing what they can get away with. I mean, it's such a joke. I mean, what changed with the virus where you can subtract 3 feet to the so-called safe distance quarantine. I mean, it doesn't even begin to make sense, but Fauci has been at this forever. He was saying back in the 80s and 90s, he was their go-to guy on AIDS and HIV when that was the big thing, the big new scare on the scene, saying that homosexuality had nothing to do with the spread of AIDS. So this guy has just been, obviously discredited for decades, but they still tried him out there. So the scientific community is completely corrupt. The media, the government, churches, you name it, the entire system, the entire regime, and it will collapse. It's going to collapse under the weight of its own gravity. It's not going to last. The only question is, I'm not even worried about that. The only question is, will we be lucky enough to see it, or was it just an unfortunate time that we were born and we had to go through this nadir? But there will be a cleansing process, goodness and decency. You can't have a civilizational experiment of the emperor has no clothes in perpetuity. It's going to turn. When is the only question. But in the meantime, we have to put up with just everything you covered in your recap in the first segment. It's one of those things should be an outrage for a decent, honest society, much less, I mean, that's just one day's worth of news.
But you know what's going to happen, don't you?
Well, let me get work before it gets better.
The Republicans are going to ignore all this. They're going to email you every day and beg you for money. They're going to tell you they're going to fix it in 22. Please elect me in 2022, James, and I'll fix it all for you. I promise, 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 promise. We give them complete authority. They fail again, and it gets turned over to the Democrats. And then, by golly, if you give us a chance, and they go round and round.
Yeah,
and round,
well, it's a good deal. It's a good system if you're a cog in the machine. If you once you're in there, I mean, you can suck off the teat of this. And until you're fat on profits and prestige and respectability, but for the rest of us, it's not a good deal and it's not going to last. But this is just the latest example, and there'll be another one tomorrow just as bad.
Wow. I don't even know how to respond to all this, ladies and gentlemen, except for if we in the media allow this to stand, then we literally codify Operation Mockingbird. We literally say it's okay with us if the media in bed with the government impeaches the President of the United States on falsehoods. And furthermore, that we can literally lie and just be like, oh my goodness, an anonymous source there. We didn't really mean to. We didn't know. We didn't check our sources. None of the other media checked the other media. Everybody just went along. And then even Congress didn't have their own fact checker prosecuting team. They just went along with the media. So now you got government literally saying a single source that's anonymous can literally make its way into the prosecutorial line items for removing a president from the United States of America after he left office. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, you have crossed the Rubicon. You have absolutely turn your country, your society, over to fake news for the few, the privileged, to do whatever they want with you. And if you think they can't do it with you, they've done it to the top man in the United States of America. They've also now done it to the average Joe. James Edwards seems to fit the bill. He is a leader of the KKK. Well, not really. It's not true. It isn't true at all. In fact, it's not true. But don't worry. Based on Aesop's fables, if the shoe fits, James, wear it. That's what they're saying to you and Donald. And now they've taken me off of Twitter, and they're about to jettison me from Facebook as well. The shutdown is underway like you have never seen in your entire life, sir.
You know, and that brings another thing. As we, there are historic, well, I don't know about historic, but there are certainly people here in my area that are very concerned about nasty line of storms coming through. So there's a lot of tornado warnings, and there's a lot of thunder clap going on outside, and the power's flickering. So if I get taken out here, just know that was the reason. But I was wondering if it was God's judgment for this modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, because as you said, it's just one injustice after another. These are true injustices. What you mentioned there in my court case when I sued the Detroit newspaper for libel for calling me that vicious slur, only to have a judge say, yeah, you know, why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry for the no news on the breaks. There was a little glitch in the automation I had to work through. Sam Bushman on your radio, talk show host, engineer. What am I, the jack of all trades, master of none? Sad to say, but true. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio, hard-hitting talk. That is for sure. So not only is it a problem for the news to lie and get caught and then just claim, oh, golly, single anonymous source. Not only is that a huge problem. Not only is it a problem for them to use that in an impeachment of the highest man, highest office of the land, who, by the way, elected him, I might add. Remember, we elected him, and then they overturned that with their lies. But here's the real question, James. If they lied about those two facts that made it into the impeachment trial, I mean, you got two lies blatantly told, hammered for months, then found out they were bogus and not true. If that's the case, how many other lies are they being guilty of, not only right now, but over the last, say, 5 years, just to put kind of a time frame on it? How many?
Well, I mean,
is just beyond imagination when you think about it.
You could go back much longer than that, Sam, maybe five decades or more, and perhaps you even ask the wrong question, my friend. Not how much do they lie about, but do they ever even tell the truth? It's like my, you know, dad, we've heard this before. How do you know when they're lying and their lips are moving, type of thing? Going back, I mean, my goodness, the examples you could go from, the Iraq War, the weapons of mass destruction, any major story, I have not been trained, but just learned through experience, whatever you see in the Washington Post, New York Times, et cetera. I mean, they're all one big echo chamber, of course. And then the smaller publications try to, suck up to the big boys by echoing what they say, and patting themselves on the shoulders for being so good. But this is, I think going back five decades or more, I have learned whatever you hear them saying, whatever you read, believe the opposite. And that'll be a pretty good barometer for you.
Amen to that. I had a station owner just email me. And the station owner basically said, hey, man, what happened to Kurt? I thought I'd address that live on the air right now. Let me add Kurt to this email because I'm writing the station owner back. And I basically say, Kurt chose not to continue for now. He is still a great personal friend. In fact, we're trying to purchase a radio station together now. My prayers are that he decides to come back. Thanks,
well, if
Sam.
And
I'm basically CCing Kurt and sending this to the station owner.
Now, this is multitasking, ladies and gentlemen, at an Olympic level. But I would just like to say this, if I could, Sam.
And I just added, hey, Crosby, brother, to the start of the message, by the way. All right, send. Good. Now go.
A better man doesn't exist this side of Sam Bushman. Kurt Crosby, I've had the opportunity to know Kurt for many years, half as long as Sam. But to do what Sam and Kurt do here, ladies and gentlemen, which is operate not just this program, but this network as a labor of love for so many years, year after year after year, with all of these children, is just an incredible testimony to their commitment, to their decency, to their sacrifice. And so, you know, for Kurt to take a little bit of time off, to recharge, replug, focus on some other endeavors right now, when he's ready to come back, I'm sure he'll be welcomed. And I just wanted to say, since the name of Kurt Crosby was mentioned, how much I respect and admire him and the whole team here at Liberty News Radio.
Yes, sir. And I want to say this about Kurt. You know what? He's a dear friend, always has been. And let me just tell you, we've been on the radio for more than 25 years. Kurt's been with me the whole time. Kurt Crosby literally moved 100 miles with his whole family, along with me and my whole family, to learn to run a radio station. All right. Then I moved back, and then eventually he moved back. We sold the station to like-minded people, and then we started our nationally syndicated stuff together. Kurt and I are dear friends and always will be. The problem is there's just, you know, how much time can you dedicate to something? And Kurt just felt like, hey, he needs to spend his time on a few other tasks. I mean, he runs multiple businesses, number one. He's got, you know, 11 kids and grandkids, and he's traveling and trying to, you know, do all that. Plus, he's trying to run his businesses. In addition, he's trying to work on purchasing a radio station. I mean, the guy's got his arms full. It isn't that we're not friends. In fact, I called Kurt and said, hey, man, you want to go to a Valentine's dinner with us? And then he's like, I'd love to, but I'm, you know, and he was like 3 hours away headed to his I think his son's house or his daughter. I can't remember. And one of the two, their house to watch their grandkids while they, the parents took a little break, right? And so I'm just telling you, the guy's got his hands full. So I love him to death, and hopefully he can come back from time to time and stuff like that, too. You know, we'll see. But anyway, I wanted to address it flat out on the air because I don't want there to be any speculation about a problem between the two of us. None of that's true. I love the guy dearly.
And also, Sam.
And I'd give my life for Kurt Crosby. I'm telling you that right now. All right, go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just going to say, when you're in this business, and people don't know the behind the scenes, I think people and so seldomly does anyone think about what happens behind the scenes. You go to a basketball game, you go to a concert, you don't think about all the things that have to happen to make the show go. And so here especially, it's just so much more than the 2 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week that this program is on the air, although that is a tremendous level of commitment to keep something going. That is a lot of man hours just in a week. But, of course, the time on the air is really the smallest part to it. It's answering emails. It's fulfilling orders. It's preparing. It's putting up the archives. It's all the things you have to do, weathering attacks. And so I have seen so many people come in and just burn out within a matter of months, if not a year or two, if they're lucky. So the people who have been able to do this at a consistently high level.
The dude's been at it with me for 25 years.
Exactly.
By the radio station. Come on.
No, so that's the thing. I mean, it's difficult. There's a lot of risk, very little reward, and certainly not any financial compensation. And so for people to do it for this long, hey, a couple of months off makes sense to me.
Anyway, that's what you have. I welcome Kurt back anytime. I'm just telling you right now that him and his family are just wonderful, wonderful people. In fact, let me tell you this. Let me just do this to kind of drive the point home even further, shall I? So, honey, I'm trying to type, look this up. We're working on a honey commercial for Kurt, by the way, because he does such a great job, and we want to promote his honey business for him and everything else. And so here's the raw version of the honey commercial. It's not finished because somebody sent me the voiceover, and we haven't mixed it, and it's all my fault. I haven't even got back to the people that are recording it. I've been so swamped and so busy, I just can't help it. But here's the raw commercial we're working on.
Not long ago, I was at my local grocery store, and I bought a honey bear. You know what a honey bear is, right? Well, did you know not all honey bears are actual honey? I know, right? Reading the label later at home, it's actually honey-flavored high-fructose corn syrup. Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, real honey? Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. Localhoneyman.com comes straight from beekeepers we trust, and you can have it shipped right to your door. We have so many different types of honey obtained when the beekeepers move the bees to where there are different plants. For example, there is a flower that grows in Oregon that makes the honey taste just like a marshmallow. Please go to our website to see our varieties that we offer. Go to localhoneyman.com. If you have any questions, you can text us right online. Come visit us at localhoneyman.com. That's localhoneyman.com.
Anyway, so we're working on a commercial for Kurt while he's working on buying a radio station. And everybody's going, hey, man, is Kurt gone? You guys in a brawl? Did the IRS get you? No, folks, none of those things are true. Yes, folks, we've just got our arms too full of things from time to time. And so there you have it. But, James, you know what? We love Kurt to death. And anyway, let this be the big shout-out to Kurt Crosby.
No, well, and it's time well spent to cover, but there's nothing more important than family and brotherhood and the fellowship that we have here. I mean, if we didn't have that, that is the compensation that you have, being able to strengthen your community with good people. And I'll tell you what, I have been to Kurt's website before because, of course, we know about his honey enterprise. I'm back at it again just now. If I had a website like that, I could take over the world, man. I mean, this is a high-quality operation. And so that's what I'm talking about. And like you, Sam, I mean, you've got your fingers and all sorts of different pies, and you're working on a lot of different.
I'm writing the show notes
different
while you
things.
Talk, by the way. I just added guest James Edwards, and then I'm about to write shout out to Kurt Crosby, you know, that kind of stuff.
He's got his brain can function in three different areas at once. It's almost like a machine. But no, I mean, you and Kurt are multitaskers, and you're working on a lot of different projects all the time. And just this alone, just this show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, that's a full-time job. You know, you think, well, that's only 10 hours. No, it's a full-time job on top of a full-time job and another part-time job.
Yeah, because you want to know why? Because we actually try to research our sources. We don't have anonymous single sources, and none of our stuff gets peddled to the mainstream press as pure lies that make it to the Congress to impeach the president of the United States. None of those things happen on a whim for us, only for real journalists. You know what I'm talking about? And then they attack us for peddling fake news. You get this kind of stuff?
Hey, maybe that's the secret to getting paid in this business, is just not know what you're talking about and just try to present your biases as fact. Maybe we've been doing it all wrong all these years, trying to tell the truth or at least offer a little bit of balance.
All right. There you have it, folks. You know, this stuff is almost hard to respond to because it's just such propaganda that you just don't know how to respond to it almost. Meaning it's beyond light mistakes. It is blatant, in-your-face falsehoods. But there's zero accountability. When we come back, I want to talk about the Proud Boys and a couple of things, too, to highlight. Is this Operation Mockingbird deep state funded? What's going on? Hang tight.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Buddy Sam Bushman along with James Edwards live on your radio. ThePoliticalCesspool.org is the site for James Edwards. His award-winning broadcast every Saturday night live, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, and then available all the time 24/7 at ThePoliticalCesspool.org with incredible commentary and more. Check it out live and on demand, radio free at your fingertips. So, James, it gets worse because the mainstream press is peddling lies. We've caught them at it. How many more lies are they telling? Don't know. But I suspect this is one of them. All right. After the shout-out to Kirk Crosby, love you, brother. Well, I want to talk about Proud Boys got bigger as police looked away. This is New York Times now. Are they credible? Are they not? Are they in Operation Mockingbird? What's going on here? But listen there carefully. Proud Boys got bigger as cops looked the other way. Proud Boys accused of leading a mob to Congress followed a bloody path to get there, the article says. Now, I look at this thing and I say, wait a minute. They accused Donald Trump of being soft on the Proud Boys. But you literally have cops all the way from the local level all the way up to the FBI looking the other way. When the Proud Boys would assault somebody, the assaulted, the victim, would get charged, and the Proud Boy would move right along to the next confrontation, to the next violent interaction, to the next. And you literally got cops all the way on the local level, all the way up to the FBI. Now it's documented. They looked the other way and gave the Proud Boys a pass, knowing full well the truth, because evidence is on video of the violent interactions the Proud Boys have been involved in. Now, Trump was accused of being involved with the Proud Boys, but he told them, stand back, stop it, knock it off. But yet, you know what? We're going to blame Trump, but yet let the police all the way from the local level to the FBI look the other way. Now the New York Times documenting this reality, and they say that Trump insurrectionists caused the problem on January 6th at the Capitol. But James, 100 plus of the people arrested are Proud Boys. Hey, do you smell a rat, buddy?
There is a lot to unpack here with that story, and I was reading it after you told me to check it out a couple of days ago. But I think it's important to first go back in time a little bit when talking about the Proud Boys, because undoubtedly a lot of people have heard their name, probably mostly over the course of the last year or so, when they've really become a fixture in the news. Of course, famously, Donald Trump was asked about them in one of the presidential debates with Joe Biden, and he responded, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by, or something like that. And of course, he was supposed to denounce them because they're being trumpeted as this white supremacist. I'm literally reading about them right now, white supremacist terrorist group. Well, they were founded by Gavin McInnes. If anybody doesn't know who Gavin McInnes is, he is a Canadian political actor, I guess you could say. He sort of reminds me a little bit about Alex Jones. I'm not saying that there's not things that I don't agree with him on. Alex Jones, I agree with, you know, a lot of the things he says. But ultimately, I kind of view, and I may be wrong about this in my assessment, but I kind of view Alex Jones as an entertainer first. And that's how I see Gavin McInnes. He pulls stunts. He does things to be edgy for the sake of edginess, for the clicks and things like that. That's not to say, again, that both of these people don't say things and perhaps even truly believe things that I would find common ground with. But ultimately, just kind of gives me a persona that rubs me the wrong way. Gavin McInnes also founded Vice. Okay, so we know how horrible of a media outlet Vice is. He founded it. Well, it's possible after he founded it, it went on a leftward turn and went in the wrong direction. But if you found Vice and then you found the Proud Boys, why are we talking about Gavin McInnes with regards to the Proud Boys? He founded the Proud Boys. He is known as the group's original founder. A guy who founded Vice then goes on to found this neo-Nazi terrorist organization as it's been presented. They really don't have any real firm racial views. I mean, they of course they're being denounced as a white supremacist organization, but I believe that their now leader is a guy named Enrico. I mean, I believe he's Hispanic and perhaps a little African-American admixture, and he's the leader of this group.
Right.
He's also a known
African-American mixture guy's a leader of the white supremacist group. I mean, come on, people, how far do you let this lie go?
And Sam, he's been a known collaborator with the FBI. Now, when you say, what does that mean, a known collaborator with the FBI? I'm not saying, look, he talks to the FBI and he gave him information on people that led to, I think, some arrests. So anyway, you add it all up and it doesn't really fit the bill. As if you take the group's founder, its current leader, everything I just told you, it doesn't really fit the bill of, you know, the world's premier white supremacist terror organization. I think it was something that was mainly just founded for kicks, and some people got involved. And, you know, I think recently they're most famous for going to some of these Stop the Steal rallies and being like a quasi security force for some of the
but let's be clear,
right wing e-celebs
online,
Boys
and their violence and their trek to power. And I want to trace the money, and I want to know why the cops along the way, all the way from the local level, all the way up to the FBI, have looked the other way. I want accountability on the money trail, and I want accountability for who's been aiding and abetting these thugs while they blame it on Donald.
So you look back on all that history, and then now we come back to what you mentioned a moment ago, come back to present day. And it certainly doesn't necessarily all add up. Something about it stinks, and I've been involved with, you know, certainly some alternative groups and organizations that are outside of the mainstream, just because, you know, which is where you want to be, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be outside the mainstream. You don't want to go along with the world. You don't want to fit in with the current in crowd, because they're horrible. They're despicable. They're degenerate. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-American. So to be outside of the mainstream isn't a bad thing.
And if that's not enough, they tell lies all the time.
Well, that's true. But with regard to the Proud Boys, though, there was just always something about it. And, you know, I'm not a virtue signaler. I'm the last one who ever would. Just something about
them. I'm not a virtue signaler unless you say that I stand for God, family, and country, and I clearly tell you what my virtues are, and it's obvious what I'm signaling, right?
And what we mean by virtue signaling, of course, I guess that's a little insider baseball, or to use the parlance of our time, that's when you try to signal that you're acceptable to the establishment. You know, you're one of the good guys.
It's when you use dog whistles to get your point across. Yeah, that's what it is.
But in any event, there was always just something about the Proud Boys, that just because of their history, because of their activities and their ill-defined mission, that just I didn't quite understand. Let me put it that way. Rather than denouncing, because I don't like to play the denouncing game either, I just don't quite understand it, and there was just something that never sat right with me, which is why we've never really reached out and worked with them in any capacity.
And we never will. I completely disagree with them. But here's the point. The cops are looking the other way, all the way from the local level to the FBI. That's what the New York Times says. And even when things are on video where somebody gets assaulted by a Proud Boy, the assaulted person, the victim, gets charged and the Proud Boy walks free. Now, that's exactly what we saw in Charlottesville to all the peaceful people who wanted to protect American history, protect our statues and protect our relics, if you will, and preserve history and everything else. They all got attacked. The abusers, attackers, walked free, and everybody who was a victim and got attacked and abused and beat up and tried to defend themselves and everything else went to jail. And now we see the same pattern. Well, you put that together with the mainstream press blaming it all on Donald, and you go, wait a minute, Operation Mockingbird is live and well, baby.
Well, you know, Sam, one thing that we have to mention if we're talking about this is, say what you will about the Proud Boys, I mean, these are absolute Boy Scouts. This is the Vienna Boys Choir compared to Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, once again, I mean, if you've ever, you want to talk about terrorists and insurrectionists, I mean, here they are. This isn't getting reported on. We know that the trial for Officer Derek Chauvin of George Floyd infamy is beginning in Minnesota just this week. Jury selection. I think prosecutors are like adding charges. They've had a year to think about it. They're adding charges now, even as jury selection is going on. I don't know how common that is. I've certainly not heard of it before. But even as all this is going on, you have Black Lives Matter.
Hold on. It certainly doesn't relate to due process and a speedy trial. I can promise you constitutionally that, ladies and gentlemen.
And that all of this is happening, jury selection is happening right at the same exact week that the city all of a sudden decides to give $27 million to George Floyd's family. You know, but even though the officer almost certainly did not cause his death and should be completely exonerated and acquitted. But anyway, the point is this with regards to the Proud Boys. Here's Black Lives Matter right now setting up shop again. We know about Chaz up in Seattle, where they have this so-called autonomous zone where these true terrorists and true insurrectionists are basically taking over square blocks of downtown.
They literally
city
ran
centers.
The cops out of the police station to start off their takeover back in the summer. Yeah, and now they're doing just it burning, night after night right now, this very second.
Burning down cities all last summer, taking over downtown areas, large swaths of downtown areas in major American cities like Portland and Seattle. Well, anyway, they're doing it again right now. They're doing it in Minnesota. There's blocks of Minneapolis that is this lawless zone that BLM basically is in charge of like a war chief, and the cops don't go in there. Now, you tell me what kind of example that is setting for the jury. What message is the jury getting? If you don't give us the verdict we want in this case, and we're out here and we're waiting and we operate above the law. Now, why are the Proud Boys, say what you will about them, and they're not my cup of tea, but why are the Proud Boys getting all of this scrutiny, or are they working with the FBI? I mean, what's really going on here? But in any event, why is there complete? Why are we reading about the Proud Boys every day? They're not the ones taking over city blocks and doing this. This is happening right now. It happened all last year. It's happening again. A major trial. And I mean, wow, that's what's going on. And of course, the silence is deafening.
I don't even know how to respond to this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Except here's what I will say: now the border leaks like a sieve. And you got to wear a mask. And pretty soon, if you're not vaccinated, they're going to shut you down. And only the illegals can travel. And that's what they're really doing to this country. And we're sitting by going, golly, you know, is Sam credible? I better turn on CNN and get the answers to what's going on around here. And I'm telling you right now, Operation Mockingbird is live and well. And you can say they might have changed the name to protect the innocent. They might have whatever. But these programs never go away once they get started, ladies and gentlemen. It's like a tax. Okay? And these programs don't go away. You think that all of a sudden they went, oh, yeah, that was a bad idea. We got caught with our hand in a cookie jar. You know what? Put it away. Don't do it anymore. Remember, George Bush spied on every one of us, lied about it, got caught, no accountability. Then Congress codified by law his ability to spy on every one of us. And that was after Operation Mockingbird. And now you think the news is less propagandized than it was before the government started propagandizing it? Folks, I don't mean to, but I'm telling you right now, I'm taking Donald Trump's complaint about the media and their dishonesty to a whole new level. Hey, Donald, you ready to play ball, buddy? You're a free man. You're an average citizen. Why don't you start coming on Liberty Roundtable Live and let's highlight the truisms about the media, how corrupt and criminal they really are. Not just complain, but let's use your money, President Donald J. Trump, or former president, I should say. Look, you really are the real president still, by the way, but, you know, nevertheless. I digress. But let's say this. Why don't we use your money, buddy, to investigate these thugs and expose Operation Mockingbird and expose Barack Obama's fake birth certificate and expose what they've really done to you, all the way to James Edwards, all the way to Ammon Bundy sitting in prison for 2 years. And at the end of the day, the only criminals were the government. Let's talk about the shootings at the January 6th Capitol event. The only shooting that happened is, well, the government shot a veteran. And she's now dead. Okay, let's talk about who's who and who's in bed with who and what's really going on, shall we? Or do we dare? Hashtag shutdown Sammy's out of control. Just wondering. Hour one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two coming up. Sam Bushman, James Edwards, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. That's our claim to fame, baby. News the networks refuse to use straight ahead on your radio. For Sam and James and no doubt Kurt Crosby, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will indeed restore our grand old republic. Will you get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right? Those are the keys to success. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.